Good evening. This is Agashvani Kohima. I'm Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Elections to lone Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland ends peacefully with over 56% polling. Eastern Nagaland witnesses zero voter turnout. Chief Minister Nipiryo says government to discuss issue of Eastern Nagaland abstention from participating in the ongoing Lok Sabha election. And Kohima to have total shutdown of power from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily from 22nd April to 20th May. Now to news in detail. Polling for the general election to Lok Sabha 2024 was held today in 102 parliamentary constituencies spread over 17 states, including Nagaland and 4 union territories. In Nagaland, voting took place from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. The state tentatively recorded a polling percentage of over 56. Over 13 lakh voters will seal the fate of the three candidates, namely Dr. Chembenmuri of NDPP, S. Subungmeren Jamir of Congress, and independent candidate Hai Teng Tungwai Lota vying for state's lone Lok Sabha seat. Addressing a press conference in Kohima in the evening, Chief Electoral Officer Vyasanar said the state witnessed by and large peaceful polling with no report of any major untoward incident. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party candidate Dr. Chembenmuri, who is also the People's Democratic Alliance consensus candidate, cast his vote this morning at SMP High School on the Walker Assembly constituency. Indian National Congress candidate S. Supungmeren Jamir exercised his vote at Longsa polling station under Mongoya Assembly constituency in Mukuchung district. Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan cast his vote at Motul polling station, TD Indoor Stadium, Officers Hill, Kohima, while Chief Minister Nipiryo cast his vote from Dopema village under North Nangamitu Assembly constituency. No voter turnout was reported in areas falling under the jurisdiction of Eastern Nagaland People's Organization. The Eastern Nagaland today witnessed an unprecedented scenario with a zero voter turnout across all the 738 polling stations. The decision to abstain from participating in the electoral process stemmed from the Chen Moho resolution enacted on 23rd February with the decision not to participate in any central and state elections. The six districts in Eastern Nagaland reported complete absence of voter turnout, reflecting the firm stance of the federating units of the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization. Prior to the electoral standstill, the ENPO had declared an indefinite ban invoking the Eastern Nagaland public emergency, which came into effect from 6 p.m. on 18 April. Despite the dispatch of polling officials and security forces to their designated stations, no voters appear to cast their ballots. The Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union, comprising 20 representatives from the region, also abstained from exercising their electoral rights. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP leader and Chief Minister Nipiryo today expressed optimism that the People's Democratic Alliance PDA will win by confident majority. He said this while speaking to the media persons after casting his vote at Dopema under North Nangamitu Assembly constituency in Kohima district. On the issue of Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, imposing indefinite ban over its jurisdiction and abstaining from voting in the ongoing Lok Sabha election, Rio stated that a state government should not be blamed and added that threadbare discussions will be held. Replying to queries if the government will take any action against the legislators from the Eastern Nagaland for not taking part in the election, he said the state government as well as government of India would also take certain action. Rio pointed out that the Election Commission had already served the ENPO show cause notice and to others who prevented voting, as it is the right of every citizen to cast a vote in a democracy. The Chief Minister further stressed on the need for dialogue between the Eastern Nagaland Legislators Union and ENPO on the draft of the demand for the frontier Nagaland territory. Rio added that the state government on its part had recommended for an autonomous body so that Eastern Nagaland gets sufficient economic packages to come at par with the rest of the state. Elections to the lone Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland ended today, with voting conducted by and large peacefully across the state. As per the latest updates, nearly 57% of the state's electors, totaling more than 13 lakh, cast their votes today. The highest voter turnout of 96.44% was recorded in Dui Assembly constituency, just ahead of Woka with 96.38% and Sinus with 95.63%. Assembly constituencies of Adwiza, Pandari, Mungoya, Sadaka, Jeminyu and Duli also breached the 90% mark. Meanwhile, Kohima Town Assembly constituency recorded the lowest polling percentage with 53.73%, followed closely by North Nangami 1 at 54.34% and Western Nangami at 59.26%. Zero votes were cast in the 20 assembly constituencies across the six eastern Nagaland districts of Mon, Longleng, Kefere, Noklak, Shamado and Duensang, heeding to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization's call for abstention from participating in the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. The six districts constitute 30% of the state's total electorate. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Office of the Executive Engineer Department of Power Transmission Division Kohima has informed that there will be total shutdown of power from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily in Kohima from 22nd April to 20th May. The department stated that the shutdown is being enforced to facilitate smooth execution of the vegetation clearance and maintenance program of transmission lines under Kohima Transmission Division in an effort to avoid unwanted disruption and facilitate stable power supply. In this regard, all consumers and public in the affected areas have been requested to extend the cooperation and bear with the inconvenience during the shutdown period. Vice Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi has been appointed as the next Chief of the Indian Navy. He will succeed Admiral R. Hari Kumar, who is retiring on 30th of this month. Prior to taking over as Vice Chief of the Naval Staff, Tripathi had served as the Flag Officer Commanding-in-Chief, Western Naval Command. A communication and electronic warfare specialist, he has served on frontline warships of the Navy as signal communication officer and electronic warfare officer, and later as the executive officer and principal warfare officer of guided missile destroyer INS Mumbai. He commanded the Indian naval ships Vinash, Kirch and Trishul. Vice Admiral Tripathi is a recipient of the Ati Vishisht Seva Medal and Nau Sena Medal for devotion to duty. The Indian Railways is operating a record number of additional trains to meet the summer rush. The Railways is operating a record-breaking 9,111 trips during the summer season to ensure the convenience of passengers and manage the anticipated surge in travel demand during summers. This marks a substantial rise compared to last year's summer, where a total of 6,369 trips were offered. Ministry of Railway said the additional trains have been meticulously planned to connect key destinations across the country, ensuring seamless travel on major railway routes. During the summer season, zonal railways have been instructed to ensure the availability of drinking water at railway stations. Elaborate crowd control arrangements are made at all major and important railway stations. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Elections to the lone Lok Sabha seat in Nagaland ends peacefully with over 56% polling. Eastern Nagaland witnesses zero voter turnout. Chief Minister Nipirio says government to discuss issue of Eastern Nagaland abstention from participating in the ongoing Lok Sabha election, and Kohima to have total shutdown of power from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily from 22nd April to 20th May. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.